I'm going to go to the gas station, and I'm going to buy a drink there. I'm going to buy two drinks there, in fact, because that's how they get you. And I might just drink one right here, right now. You know, I might just get back in the car and crack one open and get into it. I'm that kind of tired. I feel like I didn't sleep last night at all. Those Rockstar Xdurances are all right. I don't know that I love any of the flavors, though. The strawberry is probably the closest I get. I drank some of the green tea. They have the, what is it, green tea, lemon, green tea, I think, right? I had one of the, or peach, it's like a peach iced tea, right? Anyway, whatever that one is, I drank it and it made my stomach feel like a bad place. So I don't, that one I don't like. Cotton candy, that's not a flavor I'm looking for in a beverage. I don't want that at all. That kind of just leaves the red one. I think that's the only one left of those. So you know, the red one's okay. It's the strawberry. It's all right. And now that we've been talking about it so much, I might just buy one. Because that's how this works. Okay, I'm gonna go in here and do this. Classic. I woke up this morning thinking, man, it might just be a Red Bull kind of day. Get the real shit, but we'll see. Game time decisions. All right, well, I got a Monster Ultraviolet, and I got one of those Rockstar, the Tangerine Mango Guava Strawberry Rockstars. I was going to get a Red Bull. Red Bulls are fucking expensive compared to every other energy drink. Which, you know, is nothing new. But they have a 20-ounce Red Bull in there, which is the same size as these cans. It's $5. Feel like I could buy proper street drugs for that kind of money. Smallest cans. I could have gotten one of the smallest cans as part of my two energy drink deal that they do, because it is cross brand, dealings. Even that one I think was $2.79, which most of these rock stars and all this other stuff are like $2 a pop. I feel like that's back at, you know, when Red Bull first hit, it was $2 a can, and that was super expensive at the time, but it kind of became the standard. And when Red Bull was hard to find, you would have places that would try to charge like $3 a can and shit like that, and you'd be like, go fuck yourself, I'm just going to go somewhere else. But now, yeah, it's just you know what though, I do in my mind here, Red Bull works better than the rest of them. So maybe that's worth it. Or maybe that's just how it's been drilled into me over the years. But, you know, for me the problem is, I think sugar-free Red Bull tastes like fucking garbage. And I'm generally only drinking, these Rockstar Zeros and all, you know, these low to no calorie energy drinks these days. Okay, all right. What are we doing? Driving a car. Got it. Okay. Making the bad music play. That's what we need to do.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expanded.
Just start at the fucking bottom.
And the cool autotrophs began to drool. Neanderthals developed tools. We built a wall.
We built the pyramids. Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery. It all started with a big bang.
Since the dawn of man is really not that long, as every galaxy was formed in less time than it takes to sing this song. A fraction of a second and the elements were made. The bipeds stood up straight. The dinosaurs all met their fate. They tried to leave, but they were late and they all died.
They closed their asses on the oceans in the GSC. It wouldn't want to be a...
Fuck. Now, what if this was the theme song to that show? What if some fucking 38 special... saw From Dusk Till Dawn and wanted to make a similar movie. And it's, so it's like the Transmorphers of From Dusk Till Dawn. And this is the song they put in it. Or it's like the music used for the worst Borderlands trailer you've ever seen. Oh, here we go. Bassgasm, 2009. Right. some stuff with that. Why is it Echidona? That's not how you... It's Echidna, right? Oh, Knuckles.
My tic tacs, my backpack, my zip-o-lotto, my charge bag, my sunglasses, my hairspray, my hood beats by Dre.
My notebook, my GoPro, my vape pen, my crossbow, my toothpick, my pocket knife. Oh fuck, I fucked up my wife. Think I said
famous clown in a flower crown. My friends are dictated by similar subscriber counts. My channel takes you through my bedroom routine. It's just between you and me and 100,000 other tweens. Don't care for money, don't care about the fame. I'm just collabing with my friends, though I only know their screen names. After 5 minutes a week, you think you know me offline. I exploit fandoms for a bottom line. I conjure fame with challenge vids, and I play drinking games to target kids, and I hope Lucifer will sell me a selfie stick in hell. We welcome, welcome to the YouTube culture, the YouTube cult. Hey guys, I'm on tour, so tug on mommy's hair. If she pays 200 bucks, you can meet and greet a millionaire. Ha ha, hopping town to town in my first class flight, which you kinda pay for when you buy my book I didn't write. YouTubers had morals back in 2011. More virgins were at VidCon than in Al-Qaeda heaven. Now we're snorting lines of cinnamon, copycat cashing in, quality to quantity, it's Kubrick to Kardashian. Hi, idolize your idol eyes, and
this guy, on one hand, it's like, oh, he's not wrong, but also I somehow hate him more than the thing he is talking about.
Welcome, welcome to my YouTube lifestyle, YouTube life. Welcome, welcome to the YouTube culture, the YouTube cult. There's a mystery to be in at the top. People think I'm divine. Heroes, we just play some online. I'm like Hercules or Thor with a slightly slimmer bod, cause yeah, I'm just a normal guy, but also I'm a god. So I didn't write my book,
I
Jesus didn't
die.
Write the Bible. I spread my message through the land with 12-year-old disciples. I got more slave followers than Moses at the Red Sea. They purchased my biography despite the fact I'm 23. So love me, and I love you more, cause I love the way you love me. My church is a merch store.
I'm privileged, white, and rich, and male, and you are not.
So worship at my YouTube sale. I put the I in defy, and suddenly you deify me.
Welcome, welcome to the YouTube sensation, the YouTube sin. Welcome, welcome to my YouTube lifestyle, YouTube life. Welcome, welcome now, now. Welcome, welcome now, now. Welcome, welcome, my son, welcome to the YouTube cult.
Fuck.
Some people try to
He's got this new dance for y'all.
I'm comes, stands by my side. I feel like a stick standing next to him. Why the hell do I come to the gym? Biceps say
no.
Triceps say
no.
My pecs say
no.
Who really says yeah, 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 yeah,
you gotta be a pumpy junkie boy. If you wanna be a pumpy, humpy boy, then you gotta be a pumpy junkie boy. If you wanna be a pumpy, humpy muscle man.
Run on the treadmill, I'm on the air. Run in place and I get nowhere. Can't squeeze and grow a Tim. Why the hell do
each man must suffer his fate.
True.
Whether it comes by love or by hate.
Man.
Kennedy lies in Arlington, who loved mankind, who strove for peace. The killer has no redemption, shuffled into his grave by the police. None can escape the crack of doom. Alone, all come to a narrow room.
Domain Club Anthems. imagine having to pour over the Overwatch lore as it is. Searching for whatever tidbits of character you can glean, and then having to pull that out into a fucking 4-minute track. felt more seen. fucking sucks. Listen to this. Just sounds like a early access indie video game to me. We got a synthwave inspired take on insert like 80s arcade game or 90s PC genre here. It's an 80s tinged take on dual joystick shooting. It's a shame because I should eat this shit up. But at some point,
Hello, this is Michael Mailsmail. I'm looking to get some commercial work. The date is July 23rd, 1999, and this is my submission for the jingle for the new Sega Dreamcast. All right, thank you.
Alright. There's this game on Steam that we'll probably take a look at some point called Get to the Orange Door. And it's an 80s tinged synthwave take on first person shooting with wall runs and kind of slow motion acrobatics, and it's all right, but I wish it looked and sounded different. It's just, yeah, it So this tunnel gets a lot of soot and exhaust and stuff like caked up onto the walls of it, and so someone has come out here and wiped a message into it. It says here, Fox News is making you dumber. It's, you know, it's a shame. Tron was kind of everything to me at that age when it came out. It was the thing that made me want to live inside a computer. That never quite went away, I guess. But you know, here we are, all these years later, and like that vibe or elements of that aesthetic have been plucked and pulled and prodded at and used and abused so many times now. And I guess it's an execution thing. I mean, it still can be done well. For sure, but it's easy to lose faith on that sort of stuff because of just how, like, fucking bankrupt so much of it is. And it's shit, you know, like, I don't necessarily think, like, Get to the Orange Door on its own merits, like, seems, like, totally all right. It's become a very steep hill to climb for, game developers, but also just, you know, musicians, anything trying to evoke that aesthetic. It's just been so fucking worn out again. I liked that last Tron movie. It's weird. It's not great. I get why it maybe didn't do well enough for them to continue forward with the next movie, which was the talk for a while that they had more, but killed it. Well, I don't know. Now that I know someone who works at Disney again, maybe I can find out more about the state of the Tron franchise one of these days. The show? Uprising or whatever. It's the love in your eyes. Yeah. It's the love in your eyes. I mean, I guess that's the thing about Tron, like the original Tron, is that it's a slow-ass movie. Like, it's not really much of an action movie. It's not... There's moments of action in it, but it just has this languid, just kind of just... That movie just takes forever to do anything. And I kind of like that about it, because it makes that world feel a little more lived in. It's like they made a movie and just went lore hard and didn't really tell much of a story. They're just like, check this shit out though. It's the love in your eyes. Well, the good thing about Tron is how it looked. I don't dislike the plot of Tron. I don't know. I don't know. I like everything about Tron, ultimately. That first movie. There's been some bad Tron shit, for sure. But, It's a shame because I think there was really like they were going in a pretty interesting direction by the end of that last Tron movie. When you think about what would happen next after that, like what would the likely sequel to Tron Legacy be, where they have taken a computer program and gotten her out of the computer. Though at that point, the movie almost turns into some kind of weird E.T.-style fucking government trying to get their hands on the computer lady because she's like a self-modifying program in a way that could probably cure all human illnesses. Like, she could probably, like, the direction they'd probably go with that would be that she would be able to synthesize cures for anything. Kind of on the go. Yeah, also Lucy. God, Lucy. Jeez. But yeah, that's kind of like if you put together the story of that movie and the accompanying video game, which kind of filled in a little bit more backstory crap. That's probably, it probably goes somewhere in that direction. Yeah, you'd think that there would be good Tron video games. I liked the two arcade Tron games are both pretty good. Discs of Tron is really good. Tron Evolution is not awful. Sorry, Tron Evolution, the video game, is not awful. And there was that, Tron 2.0, was that the first-person shooter? That thing was weird. Like, they tried to tell a story in that and tried to make it the sequel to Tron, but it was just, like, not a very good story. Cops got this whole block roped off here. What are we doing? I'm going around it, but it's not a big deal, but I'm curious. That game was just weird. The first-person shooter, like, it just didn't... That was a game that, like, though it had the look, it never had the... Like, the story didn't feel like authentic Tron, I guess. Like, aspects that would just seem slapped together. Yeah, that Xbox version. What they called it? That was like Tron 2.0 killer app. Terrible name.
Never cause me pain. Here's how my life, looking through a girl in pain.
some a cappella music we can all enjoy. Get you going in the AM. Something dignified.
It's gonna
mean, he's technically the second. I mean, if Cranky Kong is original Donkey Kong, and Donkey Kong in this context is Donkey Kong Jr. all grown up. Look. Case of Bud Ice, bro. We're gonna fucking knock out these covers. And then watch UFC, motherfucker. Alright, I gotta go. Have a fucking tremendous Thursday. I'll see you later.